Chapter 4. A Single Cast.
Genie, will you keep the promise you just now made?
Said the alarmed fisherman.
The genie laughed at the fisherman's fear.
Fisherman, do not be afraid. I only did it to amuse myself, not to alarm you, but to convince you that I am honest. Now take your nets and follow me.
The genie started to walk. The fisherman took up his nets and, with some doubt, followed the genie. They passed by the town and came to the top of a mountain. They descended into a vast plain. It brought them to a lake that lay between four hills. When they reached the lake, the genie said to the fisherman,
"Cast your nets and catch fish."
The fisherman did not doubt the genie. He was sure to get a good catch because there was a great number of fish in the water. They were white, red, blue, and yellow. He threw in his nets and brought out one of each color. He admired them. He had never seen the like of them before. Judging that he might get a large sum of money for them, he became overjoyed.
"Carry those fish," said the genie to him, "and present them to your sultan. He will give you money for them. You may come daily to fish in this lake, but take warning. Do not cast your nets more than once a day, or you will regret it."
Having spoken, the genie struck his foot upon the ground. The ground opened, swallowed him up, and instantly closed again. The fisherman followed the genie's advice and stopped himself from casting his nets a second time. He returned to the town very satisfied. He went immediately to the sultan's palace to offer his fish. The sultan was very surprised when he saw the fisherman's wonders. He took them up one after another. After having admired them for a long time, the sultan said to his vizier,
"Take those fish to the cook. I imagine they are as good to eat as they are beautiful to look at."
The vizier carried them as directed. Delivering them to the cook, he said,
"Here are four fish just brought to the sultan. He orders you to serve them."
Then the vizier returned to the sultan. The sultan commanded the fisherman be given 400 pieces of gold. The fisherman could hardly believe his good fortune. He had never seen so much money. He thought the whole thing must be a dream. As soon as the sultan's cook had cleaned the fish, she put them in a frying pan with oil. When she thought them fried enough on one side, she turned them. But, oh, monstrous thing! They had hardly been turned when the wall of the kitchen magically opened, and a young lady of wonderful beauty entered from the opening. She held a rod in her hand and was dressed in flowing silk. She had jewels in her ears, a string of large pearls around her neck, and many bracelets of gold. She moved toward the frying pan. She struck one of the fish with the end of the rod. She said,
"Fish, fish, are you within your duty?"
The fish said nothing. She repeated these words. Then the four fish lifted up their heads and replied,
"Yes, yes, if you pay your debts, we pay ours. If you fly, we overcome and are content."
As soon as they had finished these words, the lady turned over the frying pan. She returned into the opening in the wall. It closed immediately and became as it was before. The frightened cook went to get the fallen fish but found them blacker than coal. They were not fit to be given to the sultan. The troubled cook started crying in fear.
"Alas," she cried, "what will become of me? I am sure the sultan will not believe what I have seen. How angry he will be!"
At this moment, the grand vizier entered to ask if the fish were ready. The cook told him what had occurred. The grand vizier was astonished. He went back to the sultan and, without speaking of this happening, made excuses for the lack of fish. Then he sent immediately for the fisherman. The vizier commanded him to bring four more such fish. The fisherman told the vizier he had a great way to go for them. He could not bring them that day, but said he would certainly bring them on the following day. That night, the fisherman went to the lake and threw in his nets. He caught four more fish like those he had caught before. The next day, he went to the palace and brought the fish to the vizier at the promised hour. The minister took them from the fisherman and carried them himself to the kitchen. He then shut himself up with the cook. She cleaned them and put them on the fire. When they were fried on one side and she had turned them upon the other, the kitchen wall again opened. The same magical woman appeared with the rod in her hand. She struck one of the fish and spoke to it, and it answered as the others had before. After the fish had spoken, the young lady again turned over the frying pan with her rod. She then disappeared into the wall. The Grand Vizier spoke, "This is too wonderful and extraordinary to hide from the Sultan. I must inform him of this."